Hello, this is Nicole Hemsoth, editor of HPC Wire, here with another in our series of in-depth interviews. Today we're going to be talking to Chief Ethernet Evangelist at Dell and Ethernet Alliance Chair John D'Ambrosia about the 40th birthday of Ethernet, where it's set to go in the future, and more specifically, what Ethernet's role in high-performance computing might be going forward. Hi, John. Thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Nicole. Thanks for having me.
Sure. So you're well known as a vocal advocate of Ethernet. Can you describe some of your work right now and what's going on with the Ethernet Alliance as well as some of the roadmap stuff for the next 40 years?
Oh, sure. Yes. So first of all, I have been very involved in Ethernet for longer than I care to remember. I was actually the chair of the 40 gig, 100 gig Ethernet task force, and then I went on to chair the 100 gig backplane project. And I'm currently chairing the 400 gig Ethernet study group in the IEEE 802.3 working group. So I kind of have a reputation for the guy that likes to go. So it's always about the next speed. And I've been doing this for some time. So I got involved in at 10 gig. Then we jumped to 40 and 100 and now 400. And some people tell me that I'm going to be there until, you know, terabit is a reality. So I guess I have some job security there.
Right. So that's a pretty bold roadmap. Can you be more specific about timelines and where you see Ethernet going? I said the next 40 years since it's the 40th birthday. I realize that's kind of an ambitious roadmap to try to tackle in a short interview. But
no, it's fine. I think the reality is now the 400 gig study group is trying to define the project, and that's really the best way to frame it up. If I were to give you some expectations, I would expect the 400 gig project to be completed sometime in 2017, in the first half of 2017. Now, there are technologies that might get developed for 400 gig that might be useful in terms of jumping up to terabit. So if we were to create a 100 gig single lambda solution, it's something that could be used as a building block to go from 100, 400, and then ultimately to terabit. So if I'm looking at terabit, I don't know if I want to go out 40 years, Nicole, but if I was looking at terabit right now, figure that's another five-year project, and add it on to the 20-step time frame, you're probably looking at early in the 2020s. Beyond that, I don't know if I want to venture any guesses. I think that's going to be aggressive as it is. There is going to be a lot of technology that has to get developed to make these things real. And more importantly, it's not just about the technologies, it's about getting the cost out. And I think that's a very big deal for us to have to this point in time. If you look at a few years ago, we were talking about 100 gig would be for networking and 40 gig would be for servers. And what we're seeing emerging in a lot of data center applications actually is that 40 gig is what's being used in data centers because it's a topic of cost. So it's not just a matter of will come, it's build at the right cost and they will come.
Okay, so Ethernet's role in HPC is a somewhat interesting one at this point. So you've got people on the one side who want the ultra-extreme performance, and they're going the InfiniBand route, and usually that's the most expensive and powerful InfiniBand for that matter. If you look at Ethernet, though, there are relatively far fewer of the top 500 that are using 10 gigabit Ethernet. I believe it's 75 of the top 500, starting with number 49, and then the rest, so 140 of the Ethernet share with gigabit Ethernet. Can you talk a little bit about this differentiation and how it seems like maybe there's two markets for Ethernet, gigabit and 10 gigabit, and what you see happening on that front?
When you look at how HPC started off, right, it really was people took standard off-the-shelf servers and hooked them together. And when the HPC market was emerging, a lot of those off-the-shelf servers were using gigabit Ethernet. It was cheap, and then that's where they started to build from. And so, yeah, you know, they did find their way early on in a lot of gigabit Ethernet. So 10 gigabit Ethernet was delayed longer than most of us would have liked. There was some issues, and we're working through that now. But you are starting to see it emerge on the motherboard now. So you're still, though, seeing that a lot of people are still using gigabit Ethernet. It's a cost issue. So I think the issue here that we're dealing with is essentially the deployment and the time to deployment. Gigabit Ethernet is the dominant server still shipping today. 10 gig hasn't become the dominant, so it hasn't enjoyed the full cost reductions yet of sort of deployment. In addition, with 10 gig, you've got choices. There's a lot of things that someone might want to hook up 10 gig. You can use servers. You can use CX4 cabling. You can use SFP+. You can use 10G-based T-signaling. So there's a splintering, if you will, in the solutions. That, though, seems to be going away as 10G-based T becomes more and more prevalent. And we'll get into an issue of cost, right? So while I realize there's a lot of latency issues that have to be dealt with, there are things that are being developed now, at least presented inside the Ethernet Alliance. It talks about how latency can be brought down to InfiniBand levels. I haven't seen the latest with the 10G-based T. Obviously, that's going to cause some differences. But it is going to be an issue of cost. And as cost comes down, and as you said, comes for free, people will figure out ways to use it. That is the one great thing about it. Now, with InfiniBand, the other aspect of it is that they have been trying to jump quickly 40 to 40 gig, and Ethernet is now getting into that space as well. Or my project developed 40 gig and 100 gig. So there really is a roadmap for HPC, not just in the server interconnect, but for the full interconnect, ranging all the way from gig to 10 gig to 40 and 100. And by the time that happens and is deployed in mass numbers, you'll be seeing 400 gig for the interconnect structure, and the technologies there to support that. So I don't think there's you can say that there's one or two markets. I think there is always going to be an issue of probably latency and greenfield, not latency, legacy and greenfield. So it depends on when things are going to be built, when they're deployed.
Okay. You mentioned briefly bringing latency levels closer to InfiniBand. Can you describe some of the technology there?
In response to your question, what we have seen is there was a study done by Penn State that we had presented inside the Ethernet Alliance, and what we saw was that using Rocky, you could get to InfiniBand sort of levels of latency. So it really comes down to deployment, how the implementation is. Between Rocky and cut-through switching, there are ways to see down that have to be dealt with.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so for some of the HPC shops that are out there, folks are listening right now, what's the case that you would make for 10 gigabit Ethernet over InfiniBand if they are very latency or bandwidth or both sensitive?
I think the reality still is it comes down to its Ethernet. When you are dealing with Ethernet, you're dealing with something that really you're going to have a number of people who are going to support it. Ethernet is good enough, and that's a very big deal. Some people are going to be willing to pay. Some people don't. So what's happening now, if you were to map out the top performance in the top 500, if you were to look at the number one, you would plot essentially a straight line. Is that log linear? I forget. But it's a very predictable performance. And when you look at that, the reality is that the interconnect is going wider and wider in a parallel structure, but you still need to keep having basic underlying structures in interconnect signaling technologies to make these things happen. In the case of 100 gig, we did a lot with multimode fiber. We came up with the 100 gig solution was based on 10 lanes of 10 gig, and that is finding its way into the HPC world. I think in some cases, actually, there are technologies that are being Ethernet that are then being leveraged across competing groups, because ultimately from the industry perspective, sharing the technology helps to drive down the cost for everybody. So as we start to look at the electrical signaling, as we start to drive the optical signaling, we're going to need to keep going faster. and we're going to need to keep driving the power down. And those are the big problems that we're facing now as we look to support. How do you keep that consistent growth in terms of the processing capability? It's, you're not going to be able to keep going wider. It is going to reach a limit. So we are going to have to find ways to go faster. We are going to have to find ways to get more data through. And in some cases, you're going to see a combination of techniques. So one of the things that is being discussed at 400 gig right now by some people is, can we get to 100 gig on a single lambda using some alternate module such as PAM4 or PAM8. That in itself will provide and propel the industry into the next level of interconnect, signaling interconnect technologies. So once we have that base signaling nailed down, and I'll start off with the optics since we do have to look at this across a very high power extreme, you're going to be able to then take that, you can apply it across parallel paths, either through parallel fibers, which I'm sure you know InfiniBand uses as well as Ethernet, or you might even be able to do this through parallel lambdas, which is more, I think you see those typically in the longer reach type applications. So that underlying base technology is what is being considered right now. And that is where I expect a lot of the work to happen. When I look at the future, and whether it's HPC, whether it's data center, we are going to have to make some leaps. And we're going to need to have some breakthroughs. Looking ahead to terabit, everyone likes to joke about terabit. When are we going to get there? When are we going to get there? We really do need this 100 gig leap to get to terabit Ethernet, in my opinion. Because once you get to a single 100 gig lambda type solution, then you can just do 10 lambdas or you can do 10 fibers. That is technology that will cross over and be leveraged by the InfiniBand community as well as all the other communities, because everybody is looking at how do we make these next leaps. And getting that into will happen. And I think this is, you asked before about why Ethernet for HPC. Well, I'm giving you a roadmap for where the technologies are going. And where you see Ethernet happening right now is Ethernet is not just in data center, it's not just in enterprise, it's in the man. And I've got a lot of telecom people coming to the 400 gig group because they're looking for an Ethernet solution to their routers, to their OTN equipment. That in itself, you keep looking at the longevity of the technology and knowing that there's going to be that future roadmap for you. So the underlying interconnect technology will be there. And that is, in my opinion, one of the best reasons that you stay with Ethernet, is because it's going to keep evolving. That's been truly, we joked before about when good is enough, that's Ethernet. If you really want to talk about Ethernet in multiple markets, I think that's a key point, because when I look at how Ethernet emerged and I look at the enterprise, good wasn't there. But when you start to look at the telco spaces, good is not enough. So there's a lot of conversations right now about how, improving the bit error rate to make it more reliable. That in itself is going to be a big push. And that's going to be the sort of things that I think you're going to see the HPC environment looking for in the future. And I'm not talking about, 10 years. It's going to take us a while to get those technologies done. In 10 and 20 years, in 20 years are going to be based on the technologies that are just starting to be explored and developed, to get to those sort of levels where it'll be cost effective.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. John, your perspectives on Ethernet have been really interesting. Thanks a lot for your time. We appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Please come back. I'll be happy to talk to you in the future.